Amen. Let's turn to the Psalm number 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. All through the scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ made many statements about himself. And he calls himself various names throughout the Bible. But listen to this. But I am a worm and no man. A reproach of men and despised of the people. All of they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me to hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. The old teachers of the Jewish faith used to say that they believed that this whole psalm was repeated by the Lord upon the cross, and it could be so. But what a wonderful statement here is, I am a worm and no man. What do you do with a worm? You put your foot upon it and crush it into the ground. On Calvary, God the Father had to crush his Son. He was a worm and no man. May God bring home to us the solemn meaning of those words. Who can measure them? Who can even contemplate them? Who can even allow them to rest in his heart and soul? I am the bread of life, he said. That's understandable. I am he that liveth and was dead. That's understandable. I am the good shepherd. That's understandable. But to say, I am a worm and no man. You know why he said it? Because all the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. And we can only say, as we take this bread, help me to understand it. Help me to take it in, what it meant for thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. Let's bow our heads in prayer, and some brother will lead us to the throne of grace and thanksgiving for the bread, which speaks of the broken body of Christ.